Live from Phoenix, Arizona, site of Super Bowl 57, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. I am Jim Rome. We are live on the road. The mother of all road trips. So far, so good. In fact, having an absolutely great time. Wednesday version is off to a great start. We go into hour number two. Show brought to you by Wendy's. Wendy's 2 for $6 is the best deal on fast food. It's featuring the Dave Single, spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy nugs, or a medium strawberry lemonade. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. $2 for $6. Alrighty, so far so good. Big day already. We start hour number two with a Zoom conversation. He is a running back for the Indianapolis Colts. He was selected 41st overall in the 2020 draft out of Wisconsin. Led the NFL in rushing and rushing TDs in 2021. A Pro Bowler and a first-team All-Pro that season. He led the Colts in rushing this past year with over 860 yards. He had 4 TDs. He appears courtesy of Ascent Protein. Jonathan Taylor joins me. Jonathan, good to have you back. How are you?
How you doing, Jim? Pleasure again.
Great to have you, man. Great to have you. Let me remind you, and you know I'm starting here, we have our son graduating from the University of Wisconsin this year, Jonathan. We have our home in the North Woods of Wisconsin. First things first, my guy, on Wisconsin. On Wisconsin, yo.
Yes, sir. On Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know you got a lot on your plate. Let me ask you really quickly, what was your reaction to the hiring of Luke Fickell, and what do you make of what you've seen and heard from him since he got there?
Oh, I mean, the first initial hiring of Luke Fickell, it was, man, that's awesome. Like, if there's a guy to come in to the University of Wisconsin and make things happen, it's Luke Fickell. So I was super excited. I've heard nothing but great things about him. I can't wait to go back to Madison, get to shake his hand, meet him face to face. But the things he's been doing with the program has already, you know, drawn a lot of eyes. I mean, if you've just seen just the facts from, I've even seen there was a billboard up of recruits in New York City. I mean, it's insane. The type of things that he's doing is insane. I've seen things in the weight room. Those guys are competing every single day. And you add that on top of the hard-nosed, hard-working guys that Wisconsin recruits, I mean, that's going to be a really, really hard team to face.
Did I absolutely love that was your reaction and that you just said, I can't wait to go back to Wisconsin. I can't wait to get back to Madison. Like when we first went there, Jonathan, and my son got in, I went to the first game after my son got into the school. Our son, Ron Dane, was one of the first guys I ran into. I love that you want to go back. How important is it for you to stay connected to that school and to go back and give back and lend your support?
Oh, it's huge to me because Madison is like a second home to me. So to be able to go back, and when you get back in Madison and you just look at all of the sights, all the memories and the feelings and emotions start coming back throughout my time there. And it's a very special place to me. And you mentioned guys like Ron Dane, just being there and having guys like that, Melvin Gordon, James White, being there and having a blueprint set like that for myself. I mean, it was amazing.
And they would say the same thing about you. Jonathan Taylor is joining us. So, Jonathan, last year was challenging in the sense that you were limited to 11 games. You dealt with some ankle issues. Ultimately, it resulted in surgery. Bring me up to date. You look great. You sound great. But how are you feeling and how's the rehab process been going?
I'm feeling really great right now. One thing I can say is that making sure I have the right team in place throughout the offseason is something that's always imperative for myself. But this season in particular, you know, just making sure that I come back stronger and better than ever, which is why I'm so grateful that I have Ascent Protein in my corner. I've been with them for 3 years since I've been drafted. So being able to add that element with this new element that I have on getting healthy, it's something that I think is going to take me to that next level and help me get back on the field that much faster.
Hey, listen, I think that's so important. I think that a lot of guys, when they get hurt, it's kind of taboo. Like, they don't want to talk about it. But I want to talk about it for 1 second because I think fans get pretty desensitized to guys getting hurt. They have no idea what goes into putting yourself back together, both physically and mentally and emotionally. Even as a star player, you have the best medical staff at your disposal. But how lonely is rehab? And, man, how dark can it get? Like, the battles you have between the ears, what's that like?
Rehab can definitely be tough, and especially hearing it from other guys, veterans, guys who've gone through this process, and being able to understand one thing that they told me was lean on the people that you're close to. Those are going to be the people that help get you through those tough days when you're not seeing the progress that you would like to see or you hope to be at a certain point. But they'll also be there to celebrate your highs where you're ahead of schedule and you're like, man, I'm crushing it right now. So being able to have this team around me has been something that I feel as though has been imperative and will be imperative going forward.
Jonathan Taylor joining us. One more thought about the ankle, because obviously Patrick Mahomes is dealing with that high ankle sprain. This is kind of interesting. I want your thoughts on this. I talked to Super Bowl hero David Tyree, the former Giant, yesterday, Jonathan, on the program, and he said to me, man, I don't know. Like, I know Patrick has got an ankle issue. He said straight up, I'm not sure it's a high ankle sprain, because those things take time, and Patrick was back within the same week. So he literally said, I'm skeptical that it's a high ankle sprain. What do you think? I mean, do you think that he could go out there and do what he did in the AFC Championship game on a high ankle sprain?
Well, you got to take into a lot of factors. There's definitely different degrees to a high ankle, but at the same time, I mean, if you're playing in an AFC Championship game, there's no telling where your mind will take you. And I know Patrick Mahomes has a strong mind. So, I mean, there's no telling what place his mind was in. I mean, his mind is only thinking about winning that game. You got adrenaline coming over you. But at the end of the day, a high ankle is tough. It's a high ankle. But the fact that he was still out there playing on it, I mean, that just tells you how tough he is, his competitiveness. And I'm just hoping he does well in this game upcoming, because everyone wants to put their best foot forward if they're playing in a Super Bowl.
Dude, I love what you just said. Like, we always talk about adrenaline. Adrenaline can cover up a lot of things, but rare is the guy that says it depends on where the mind can take you. How do you use your mind to take you places that maybe you've never been? Can you direct your mind to do that? How does that work?
Number one, I think you start doing that in the offseason. You start training your mind in the offseason to make sure when the going gets tough during the season, you're able to take your mind back to those dark days when you're training, back to when you think you couldn't do another rep and you were able to pull out two more reps. So that's when you go back and you pull out from those daily deposits, just like Mahomes did. AFC Championship game, banged up ankle. You know, what am I going to let stop me? Am I going to let something physical stop me, or am I just going to let my mind stop me? And I mean, I know Patrick trains hard, so I know he went back to those daily deposits and took his mind to a place where he was able to overcome.
Dude, preach. I love that. You can put in the daily deposits, and then when you need them, you can withdraw them as long as you've put in the daily deposits and the work. I love that. Jonathan Taylor is my guest. You know, you can speak to this game as well as anybody, because the Colts played both the Chiefs and the Eagles this season. You beat KC in week three with an impressive comeback. What was your biggest takeaway from facing that Kansas City defense? What do they do best on that side of the ball?
Number one, they got stars all over the field on that defense, but they're very, very well coached. So when you have a team like that, one, you need to make sure on the offensive side of the ball, you guys are not making mistakes. Then number two, you need to make sure that if that defense makes a mistake, you need to capitalize. That's imperative, because if you get a well-coached team with stars, it's going to be really hard to maneuver through that defense. So I really think Philadelphia is going to have to, one, make sure that they don't have mistakes, and two, they got to capitalize on any mistakes that Kansas City may make.
All right, so you played Philadelphia tough in week 11. It was a 17-16 loss. If there's any rap at all against Philly, it's their run defense, if in fact it's a wrap. You yourself had 84 yards rushing that day. You had a TD. Do you think they're vulnerable against the run? Can you see Kansas City taking advantage of their run defense?
They'll definitely, if they have the man for the job, Andy Reid, I mean, he does a great job of help scheme things. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Philadelphia is another team that has guys all over the field. But I think it's going to be a battle who makes the least amount of mistakes. These are two star-studded teams that are very well coached. So it's going to be who makes the least amount of mistakes. I think that's what it's going to come down to on Sunday.
Hey, Jonathan, really quickly, you mentioned they've got a guy. They've got a great coach. We're still watching the Colts situation. I got to be straight with you. Like, Jim Irsay, I'm fascinated by this dude. Like, I don't know another guy in his position who sounds like him, who says what he says. I'm in the business of content, my man. So I love Jim Irsay. He brings in Jeff Saturday. I'm kind of curious. Like, easy for us on the outside to say what we think, but you were on the inside. What was it like to work with him? Because he's a coach with no experience. And then what do you make of his football acumen? And did he command the respect of the guys in the room, Jeff Saturday?
I definitely think he earned the respect of the guys in the room. I mean, you think about if you heard him speak in the locker room, in practices, in meetings, you can hear the passion in his voice. And all he wants is for the Colts organization to be great once again. It's not about me stepping in. I'm going to help this team win a bunch of games, turn this thing around. It was, hey, I'm going to use my great coaching staff I have, these great players that we have, and I'm going to take my own experiences and knowledge and do my best to help put this organization in a position to be successful. That's all Coach Jeff Saturday wanted. And when you have a guy like that, it's easy to play for him because it's not about him. It's not about anyone else. It's about the entire organization as a whole.
You know, it sounds good, and I absolutely believe you. You know, if you say it, I believe you. Why then do you think that the results didn't translate on the field? Why did things not go better once he got in with that message?
Yeah, because number one, at the end of the day, this game comes down to one-on-one matchup. And as players, we take full responsibility. You definitely have to win your fair share of one-on-one matchup. And, of course, we lost more than we won. So that's something that going into next season, what can you do in your offseason program in order to put you over the edge to win more of those one-on-one matchups than lose? Because you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But those great teams, they win their fair share of them.
Jonathan Taylor, my guest. Go back to Ascent Protein really quickly. I'm always looking for ways to increase my protein intake. Tell me more about the product and the work you're doing with them.
Ascent Protein is a great way for you to improve your protein intake. Something I've been using for 3 years since I entered the league. Like I mentioned, that there's a lot of things that get pushed in your face as an athlete, whether it be product-wise or whether it be investment-wise. But this was one thing that I took and ran with it. Just knowing that no matter what may come up, no matter where I'm at, I know what I'm putting in my body. And that a lot of guys get in trouble for not knowing what they put in their body, whether on purpose or by mistake. But I know there's no mistakes with Ascent Protein. There's no additional additives, no artificial flavor. So if you want something that's very clean, something that you know is proven, something that can work, Ascent Protein has been fueling me and helping me recover for the past 3 years, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon.
I think what you just said is key. Like when guys sometimes say, Jonathan, like, I have never knowingly taken this. I mean, maybe that's true. I'm kind of skeptical, but damn, you're a professional athlete, right? Body is temple. That's your moneymaker. Like, you better make damn sure you know exactly what you're putting in your body at all times, right?
100%. Like you said, your body is your temple. And whether you knowingly took something that you weren't supposed to or not, that's up to you. It's up to you to decide what you're putting in your body and make those decisions.
So very clearly, you learned the concept of accountability and extreme ownership at an early age. Before you go, so you play both teams, what's it going to come down to? Who do you like this weekend?
Just the way that Philadelphia has been playing together, offense, defense, and special teams. When you have a team that's playing well like that together, where it looks like everything they're doing is easy, regardless if it may be or not, I think they have a great chance of winning this game on Sunday.
So running back for the Indianapolis Colts, he appears courtesy of Ascent Protein. He is Jonathan Taylor, JT. My man, I appreciate you, and on Wisconsin.
Thank you so much, Jim. On Wisconsin.
Be good. Love it, Jonathan Taylor. It's pretty apparent why the Badger Nation loves Jonathan Taylor. And pretty much everybody else does, too. Myself included. My thanks to Jonathan Taylor. Breaking it down. Talking college ball. Talking Super Bowl. I will tell you this. About halfway through the week, I want to say, and I've asked every single person who's come on this program who they like on Sunday, I'm going to say it's right down the middle. The last line that I looked at was still -1.5 Philadelphia, but it comes down to essentially the same thing. Either you do not bet against Patrick Mahomes because you can't. A lot of guys are saying that. I respect Philly. I love Philly. Man, they are so good defensively. They've got so many different ways to beat you offensively, but Patrick Mahomes, you can't bet against Mahomes ever. There's that school of thought. And then the other school of thought is Philadelphia is absolutely loaded. Absolutely loaded. Top to bottom. Best roster in the NFL. They can beat you so many different ways, and they get to the quarterback. So I'm going to say that since I've been here, it's 50-50. The people I've spoken to on and off the air. All right, still ahead. I'm really into this next one. Jamal Williams of the Lions is supposed to join me here on the set. And I'm all about Lions football, and especially this guy in particular. That's coming up. Bobby Okereke will be by as well. CeeDee Lamb, Alec Ingold, Michael Brockers, and Ron Rivera. All still ahead. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57, has all the Super Bowl action. New customers can bet just $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get in on the Super Bowl 57 excitement with DraftKings Happy Hour Super Boosts. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use my code ROME. New customers can bet $5 on Super Bowl 57 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code ROME, R-O-M-E, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You do have to be present in state where it's lawful to wager. 21 or older in most eligible states. Do you think that it would be any good to have Jonathan Taylor in your locker room? You think it would be any good to have him in your huddle? Man, what a quality guy. What an absolutely quality guy. Love him. All right, so I've got a break in the action. Like I said, on the row, there are windows. They open up. That's why you want to participate. I appreciate you if you're listening and getting something out of it, but you want to make sure you keep hammering Twitter. You hammer the phones because I might get a phone call up. 1-800-636-8686. You can follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Something you want to do also, because a lot of you still are not doing this, follow me on Instagram. We've got some behind-the-scenes videotape that Tommy's been shooting. I've got some other things that you would not see ordinarily. Hit my Instagram feed. Hit me up on the stories. I've got some other things there that you might not know about. That's at Jim Rome. You should be doing that. I think you'll like it. Jamal Williams is the guy that I'm efforting right now. He's on his way over. I'm looking forward to that. In the meantime, some reaction. Scott K writes, imagine not signing this guy because he had an off year. What a brain. What a perspective. You better sign this guy. Wow, JT. No doubt. Tony and May nailed it too. Is Jonathan Taylor a veteran journo? He will be. And JT will do whatever he wants to do, which is the bottom line. Now we're talking. Here's one of the dudes I've been looking forward to. He is a running back for the Lions. 6 years in the NFL, selected with the 134th pick in the 2017 draft by the Packers. He had a career high 1,066 rushing yards. He led the NFL with 17 touchdowns this year. Jamal Williams is my guest. Dude.
How you
doing? It is so good to see you, man.
Great to see you.
How you living, man?
Just running around right now.
Running around in a good way or a bad way? Are you running around? Are you getting anywhere, or are you just running around?
I'm getting business done, but I'd much rather be playing Hogwarts right now because I'm going crazy right now.
Oh, my God, dude.
Look, he sees it in my face.
This is absolutely incredible, man. I am so much happier to see you than you are to see me, Jamal. You speak a language that I don't even understand.
What,
I just think
nerd?
It's awesome.
Nerd?
I didn't want to get to it that quickly, but yeah, nerd.
Okay.
Like, here's my thing. Like, I want to be that guy.
It's because you're so cool. That's why.
No, it's because I'm so old. What I want to ask you. Oh, okay. All right. I see what you did there. Here's my thing, man. Is it too late for me to be a nerd?
Never.
Or a geek?
Never.
Do I have it in me?
Yes.
Can I live that life, dude?
Just let your child back out. Just let it back out.
Okay. How do you do that?
All right. Well, it depends on what you like. It depends. Like, for more older anime characters, well, anime people that like it, they like the old stuff. Like,
right.
Trading cards, they like Sailor Moon, they like like real old, like even old.
How old do you define old, bro? What's old? 40
for me?
Yeah,
anybody older than me, then you old for sure.
Dude, I'm old enough to be your grandfather, dude.
For real? You barely have gray hair, though. You working on it.
I got. I'm achieving that, dude.
It depends on what type of old person you want to be, though. Are you going to be the old man to embrace the gray, or are you going to be man that's slick, like no gray at all?
That's a great question, man. Now we're getting into something totally different. Like, you got to have some. You got to embrace. Like, I don't want to be that dude who's running the shoe polish over my head when I'm 90 and looking like a freak.
I hear that. But, I'm waiting on my gray hairs, and I'm going to embrace
it. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, for my locks. When they get gray, I'm going to be called the Silver Octopus.
You're the best, dude. You're the best. Hey, Albie, do me a favor. Play the intro that you have for Jamal, because when I first heard this, I'm like, dude, dang. That is the best thing I've ever heard, and I do not understand this at all.
Please don't let it be the theme song.
Yeah, no, Alvin, what do you got? Can you play us something?
Jared Goff, Cal.
First swag, guys, guy game. Leader of the Hidden Village of the Dean.
Josh Reynolds.
My man, I don't even know what that means. I have no idea what that is. I just think that's the coolest thing I've ever heard. What is the leader of the village den? Like, what does that mean?
All right, well, it's from Naruto. And in Naruto, they have these bases called cities, but they start like the Hidden Village of... Then it could be like the leaf, the sand, the mist. All these are like cities, basically. So I just basically made my city for Detroit, you know?
Okay.
First swag, Kazekage is what I proclaim my name, you know what I mean? Basically, I'm president in my nerdy words.
You are?
Yeah. And then I'm just the leader of the hidden village.
Can I be CEO? Can I be COO, CEO? or do I got to work my way up? And how long is it going to take?
I might put you like first command of like
okay
division 12th, 12th
what,
division.
Dude, what's the job? Is there a job?
My little general. You just general. If I need,
dude, I'd love to be your little general, man.
If I need you to go do a run supply in the next village, that's what I do, man.
Yeah. When you say jump, I say how high.
No,
what kind of bleep are you going to send me off to do, man?
No, I'm going to put you on some real S rank missions too.
Like what?
Huh?
Like what?
The S rank.
What's that mean?
Oh, that's top tier. So they go by letter S, A, B, C, and D.
My man, you're talking your own language and living in your own world.
No. Like, people know what I'm talking about. That's the crazy part. He knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. I can tell in his face.
Okay, you can tell in his face.
Yeah.
I was going to say, man, is he pretending or does he really know how it is?
I think he's a real nerd for sure.
Dude, I'm not in any way mocking it, clowning it, or disrespecting it. I want to be that guy. I just want to know if it's too late for me to be that guy.
No, that anime is on Netflix. There's great ones on Netflix. I feel like you should watch Wreckers of Ragnarok.
Okay, how come?
It's just a great anime. It gets to it. I feel like it's great at explaining things while it's fighting.
All right.
So the fighting scenes are good, and then when something major about to happen, they just go into a straight explanation of what's about to happen.
Okay, so I need that. That's where I could start.
I feel like you're a more detailed type of story. Like, you like your stories to have real detail.
I do.
Attack on Titans.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Dude, does that make you a better player, or is that something to distract you? What, like, the nerd life. It's a lifestyle, right, man? It's not a hobby. It's a lifestyle. How does that affect you on the field?
It don't, because being a nerd outside is like, I don't care what people think of me. I really don't. So when I be on the field, I'm just going to be the same person I am all the time.
Why would anybody think anything other than you're awesome?
You would be surprised how many people out here are like.
Talk to me. What do you hear?
They live life on negativity. So when they see somebody too positive all the time, they just be like, I don't like that.
Fake?
Yeah, they think it's fake or, you know, it just irritates them. But it's just because there's something wrong with them.
Because they're miserable, dude.
I know.
Because it's their life, dude. They're projecting their life, right?
Yeah. But for me, that's why I like anime. There's a lot of characters who, my favorite character, his name is Gaara. He started out, I like all the evil people. Like, they don't care. Destruction. That's all they are. But Gaara started evil, and Naruto, the main character, basically turned him. Like, Naruto's job basically is he turns all the people who are evil most of the time, and he convinced them, mostly by fighting, beating the badness out of them.
He beats some sense into them.
Yeah, basically. And then they turn up and end up having morals, and then they become better people. You know, that's what
anime is
about.
Dude, that could be you, man, in life, right?
Oh, I don't know. No? I don't think I have enough time to go out my way to beat
and fix the world like that?
Yeah, I'm trying to just do it by leading by example and handling what I can control right now. Control what I can control and
100%,
not control
dude.
What I can't.
So what do we do with the negativity? Do we ignore it? Do we try to fix them? Do we embrace it and run off that fuel? What do you do with the negativity?
Honestly, yeah.
Deflect it?
I put fire with it. Honestly, I ask
questions. How does that work? Yeah.
It works well, if depending on the person who wants to learn, if they want to get better, if they want to grow. But you can't help people who don't want to grow. Like, one thing I've done
before.
Or
if they don't think they have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
And they're always the last ones to know.
And I have a real situation with my cousin.
Tell me.
He a little overweight, right? So he wanted to work out, right? So I'm helping him working out. But at the same time, he'd be lying to me about if he's working out or not. You know what I mean? And I told him.
But he's lying to himself, dude.
Exactly. And I told him. He's doing better now. He's doing way better. But this is back then. I told him, like, I can't want it more than you. If I want it more than you, then I'm going to get mad. And that's because I care more. You know what I mean? And when I care more,
it bothers you that you care more about him than he cares about him.
And that's
therefore, you can't help him.
And that's why I backed off.
I am a nerd, dude. I can do this, dude. I know I can do this.
You can.
We're connected.
All about not care what people think of you, because they're going to think you weird.
Dude, you have no idea, man. First of all, I've done this longer than you've been alive, and I know exactly what it's like to have people come at you and hate you. And if you get consumed by that, you ain't going to last long.
Nah, you just got to live life. Live how you want to live it. Be happy.
Because we can't control that.
You
can't control what they say and what they do.
Oh, not at all.
Only what we do and how we react, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, dude, this is incredible. Like, I hate to wreck an amazing conversation by talking football.
Let's do it.
Football, because we're already running out of time. But if I'd said to you before the year, you would have 17 touchdowns, would you look at me and say, man, you're crazy? Or would you say, nah, that sounds about right. And if they feed me, I can get you 20.
Oh, that last one sounds good. But
I thought you'd like that.
At first, my goal was only 8. Me and my uncle Luke, we came with our goal when we do it every year, like before every season. And our goal was just 8. And once we passed 8, I was like, oh, whatever happens after this, I'm just
gravy,
going with
man.
It. Yeah, but now since we set this level up now, it makes me hungry to even do better next year. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, I mean, I get it.
I'm never satisfied.
So, dude, how are you going to approach free agency? Like, are you happy where you are? Do you owe it to yourself to look around? What's your mindset going into free agency?
Well, first thing, I do not like change. But if I got to, because, you know, the business part about the game, I do it. But I would love to be in Detroit. I mean, I feel like it's a second home to me. I just love the people in there, the coaches, the players, everybody there, the environment, and the fans. So I just like the unity, the loyalty, the pride of being a Lion, no matter what, you know, the Lions has been in the past or what they've been through. They come with that new energy every year, and they know. But at the same time, we put in the work, and we showing people, you know, this is a team to be reckoned with.
I got a theory about the D, and I've done this a long time. And I've been on the air in that town for a long time. I get that town. I really do. And I love that town. I embrace that town. That is a tough town, but a great town. Here's my theory on that town. It might be hockey town. Dude, and even though you guys have never been to the Super Bowl, one of only 4 teams, you tell me I'm wrong. This is a football town.
It is.
It is a football town, man. They want it so badly.
They do.
Don't they?
They
does do. It feel that way to you?
Yeah, and that's why we're trying so hard. Like, these first 2 years, like, even the first year, was trying, like, just flip it off as soon as we can. Flip it up. Let them know, like, this is a different team. And I feel like they understand that they feel it. The fans feel it from us, just how much we're trying to win. We trying to do our best out there. We doing the best we can. But at the same time, it's still the NFL, you know. There's great players on every team.
Everybody's trying to win.
Yeah.
They're all trying hard. They all get paid.
Yeah, but it all comes down to just finishing games. Three major plays in the game that we got to succeed on. And once you do that, then you win the game. You know what I mean?
So. Yes, I do know what you mean, man. It's a game of margins, inches.
Inches.
Yeah, one last thought. So when you're 1-6, you know how that goes, right? When you're 1-6, if you're not tight, man, if the guys don't believe in each other, it can go south fast. You know, next thing you know, 1-2-3 Cancun. Dudes are looking around. They're pointing their finger.
You know? I've never been there.
But mentally you could go there without going there. You know what I'm saying?
I hear
you guys
that.
Can get that. So that didn't happen, obviously. How did you guys get that thing flipped around?
I give the credit to just the vets on the team, on defense and on offense. And just seeing how we started 1-6, but I feel like everybody, especially the vets, stepped it up even more of letting the young ones know, too. You know, we 1-6. Don't mean nothing. We can always come back. We can always win this. This is a long season. You know what I mean? And then once you can keep people keep it tight, keep the unity in, don't let the outside know. You know, everybody going to be talking when we 1-6 of, the Detroit Lions, they still suck, whatever, all that boo.
Same old stuff.
Yeah,
right?
And I don't even need to watch. I don't even watch TV for them to hear that already. I already know it, you know. So it's just, I'm just grateful for my team, for us just counseling all that out, not listening to it, and really just playing our game. Because people ain't in there every day when we working out. You know what I mean?
We don't know.
You don't. And they just know what they see on Sundays.
Right.
So. That's why we're doing more and more to emphasize. The more we work hard during the week will get us ready for Sunday, so we're more prepared, so we know what to do, how to close out games, and we got to come back to win games, and we're going to win them. You know what I mean? Not lose by a field goal, not lose by one
score. No moral
point.
Victories, dude.
I hate it.
No, man, you don't get any participation trophies. No moral victories.
Moral.
You want that?
Yeah, no. Especially when you lose. That sucks.
You win or you lose, right?
But at the same
scoreboard.
Time, losing or when you're not doing your best or adversity is hitting you is what shows what type of man you're going to be. Are you going to let adversity turn you into a little weenie? Oh, I was about to say some crazy.
I'll have you on the podcast. We can do another show. We can say whatever you want. But yeah.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? I'll do that one.
Oh, no, dude, you'll like that show.
Listen,
dude.
I might have went to BYU.
This show is good, but that show is much better, man.
I might have went to BYU, but I do love cussing. I will say that.
But not as much as I do. No, I got a good show that you and I can do a little bit later on. But we have to know our room.
Yes.
We are at this is the CBS Tiffany room, so weenie's okay.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Are you going to be a weenie when somebody punches you in the face?
That's what I'm saying. You going to be a weenie, or are you actually going to stand up and show what type of man you are? You may lose, but they got to fight. You know, they got to hit you with the last blow, literally, of them on their last breath, too. to knock you out. You know what I mean? So I feel like you get more respect.
I do know what you mean. I get that. Hey, listen, is there hope for me as a nerd, man? Shoot me straight.
You
can't believe in me as a nerd.
I just want you to watch Attack on Titan. Okay. I want you to start with
That's my homework assignment, right?
Yes. It's great, too. I'm going to tell you. You're going to like it.
All right, man. I'll do that. I will walk away knowing that the next time you see me and we rap, you're going to ask me if I've seen that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm going to get it done.
Yes.
Oh, man, that dude, I literally have been looking forward to this all week long.
Oh,
and
thanks,
nothing
man.
Lives up to the hype, and that smashed my expectations. Dude, I appreciate you very much.
You got to stop giving me compliments. I don't do well with them. I get uncomfortable.
All right.
I'm just playing. You did great.
Next time, do better, dude.
I appreciate you,
You can do
man.
Better, man. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Jamal Williams, that was so awesome. And I know I'm not the only one. Our entire team had been looking forward to that.
Oh, thanks, man.
I mean that, dude. I mean that.
Yeah,
and I'm not in the business of sucking up to guests, man. You're our guy.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Yes.
Dude, if you had come in here and been like, yo, man, are we done yet? When can I leave? That would have pissed me off.
Hey,
that would have been disappointing.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
My social meter is very low. But
yeah.
Doing things like this,
it's gonna help
is
you, dude.
Great. I'm glad that you're a great person. That's what I'm saying.
Oh no, I'm an amazing person.
You give
dude.
Good energy. That's what I'm saying.
You too, dude. That's what I'm saying. It's an energy exchange.
Yes. Like I like people that just comes off with a great energy. You don't give me a pushback. I gotta be like, yeah,
what pushback on what,
meeting.
Dude?
Why is
pushback
he being
on,
so mean?
Pushback on what, dude? Pushback on being awesome.
Oh,
I mean, I'll push back.
What
when
did
it's
I
necessary.
Say about the compliments?
All right, dude. Get the hell off my set, bro.
Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you. I don't want that to end. I never want that to end, but it's got to end. All good things come to an end. All right, when we come back, more of the same. In fact, Bobby Okereke will be my guest. That's coming up next. But first, here is a sports update for you. Here is Rich Ackerman.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Jim, the Chiefs made a decision. So.
Live from Phoenix, Arizona, site of Super Bowl 57, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, so we are continuing from the row, having a great day. What an awesome Wednesday this is. I'm Jim Rome. We'll be here all through the week, and I'm just going to keep moving right through it. We are joined right now by a linebacker for the Colts. He was picked 89th in the draft out of Stanford 2019. He had an incredible year. 151 tackles, 6 for a loss. He recovered a couple of fumbles. He appears courtesy of Cali Strong, so you know I'm all about that brand. Bobby Okereke is my guest. Bobby, it's good to see you back. How are you?
Good, Jim. Good to see you, brother. Much
good
respect.
Good to see you. Much respect. Listen, I talked to Jonathan Taylor earlier in the program. We talked about what a challenging year it was. You yourself had an amazing individual season. How were you able to enjoy and take pride in your personal accomplishments when the team didn't have overall success? What did that feel like?
It felt good. I mean, for me, it was a contract year, so I knew regardless of the situation, I had to play my best football. But obviously, you want to win. So, you know, you're doing everything you can from a leadership standpoint, just a team building standpoint, you know, to just try to right the ship. A lot of adversity going on, a lot of distractions. But, you know, I thought our veteran leadership did a great job this year.
I love guys. In a contract year, guys will say, hey, man, I'm not thinking about that. Bull crap. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with thinking about that. We would all think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you process that? Did you take that contract with you on the field, onto the practice field every single day? What did you do with that?
I mean, I just treated it like my film is my resume. So, you know, regardless if we're winning, we're losing, you know, we're down 40, whatever. Every play, you know, every play that I have is going to be evaluated. So I just kept that mindset and I just played my best football. And I think that, you know, My purpose is to fulfill my potential. And, you know, I was working towards that every day.
All right. See, that's really key. The purpose is to fulfill the potential. So what are you looking for? Like, are you, everything being equal, do you want to be where you are? Or is there a situation that you know in your mind would work for you that you're looking for specifically?
Yeah. I think first and foremost, be somewhere I'm wanted. Somewhere, you know, that they're going to value me as a leader, value me as a player, and be somewhere's going to win. So I'm going to take all that into consideration in, you know, off-season free agency, but it's an exciting time.
Not looking to make any trouble here, bro, but do the Colts not check those boxes for you right now? Do you feel valued? Do you feel like they get what you have to bring to it? Or are you maybe not feeling that right now?
No, I do. You know, I love Indy, grew up there. Front office has been amazing to me, but, you know, the cap situation is kind of like a puzzle. And it's about how many pieces, you know, fit. And if not enough pieces fit, you know, they have to let guys move on. Obviously, Shaq's making what he's making. Zaire Franklin had an incredible year, signed a new contract. So, you know, there might not be room for me. So, you know, I'm just prepared for that situation.
Business is business. Bob, you're appearing courtesy of Cali Strong. You know me. I'm a Los Angeles, California native. I feel very strongly about the West Coast and Cali in particular. What is that brand? What is the work you do with them?
Yeah, they're a San Diego brand. You know, they're in every product category, whether it's clothes, hats, accessories, whatever. And 20% of their proceeds go to the military and kids. So they're doing an incredible job. And it's amazing gear. You can dress it up, dress it down. It's really cool.
All right, so where do we find it?
Their website is Cali Strong on social media, and they're in San Diego, so you know we'll find a spot for you to get their shop.
Dude, I like that. I need that for sure. Listen, really good to get caught up. I know that was a tight hit, but you and I have spent time together before, and we will continue to do so.
Yep.
Really good to see you, man. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
I appreciate you, Bobby. Appearing courtesy of Cali Strong. All right, so we're moving right through this thing. My man, nice to see you. We are joined. Great to see you, man. Thank you. Joined right now. We split this segment right down the middle. We are joined by a wide receiver for the Cowboys now, the 17th pick overall in 2020 out of Oklahoma, two-time Pro Bowler, second-team All-Pro this year, coming off an enormous year, 107 receptions, 1,259 yards, 9 touchdowns, and appearing courtesy of Old Spice, CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
How you feeling, dude?
Oh, well, man. Can't complain.
How's your week going?
Busy. Yeah. Very busy. And
busy,
I'm sure
good,
yours
busy
is.
Good? Yeah.
Very busy good.
Yeah,
very
man.
Busy
I good. Like that, dude. I like that energy. So let me ask you first. You were the hero of the reimagined Pro Bowl game. You caught the game-winning TD for the NFC in the flag football game. Yo, do you like that new format? Do you think it's here to stay?
Yeah, I'm digging it. Gives us, you know, the opportunity to do what we love, of course, at a high level, obviously without, you know, tackling each other, but definitely just being out there competing against, you know, the best at their position.
All right, so let me ask you about the season you had. It didn't end the way you had hoped, but you won 12 games, and you posted the franchise's first road playoff win in 30 years. Looking back, do you feel good about that season, or is anything less than playing in the final game going to be considered a disappointment if you have the star on the side of your helmet?
Quite honestly, anything that's less than, definitely a disappointment. Granted, we're very grateful for everything. You know, back-to-back 12, you know, 12 games, that we ended up with a dub, of course. And then, you know, winning on the road in the playoffs versus Tom Brady, of course, that's always difficult. And then it's a lot of, you know, a lot of good can come out this season that you can just point out, you know, and very grateful for every opportunity of it. All the good, the bad, and the indifferent. But them playoffs, man, we looking to make a push.
CeeDee Lamb joining us. That's the bottom line, right? Like, for some, just getting there is good enough. But if you're that franchise,
yeah,
you need to do damage, dude. Now, good is not good enough, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Let me ask you, number 88 has been a symbol of greatness from Drew Pearson to Michael Irvin to Dez Bryant. Not that any of them need to tell you that. You already know that. But do they tell you that? Do they tell you the responsibility that comes with rocking those digits?
Most definitely. They remind me every time, every opportunity I get, you know, linking up with them guys. And such a pleasure. Also, just being in the same room and the level field as them guys. All Hall of Famers for the most part in my eyes. And just being a part of an elite group makes me even want to be better. You know, always play, hold myself to a higher standard. And just, you know, being the best in my craft.
And listen, generationally, depends on how old you are. Like, when I came up in this business, Mike was doing what Mike was doing. He was the playmaker. He was one of the triplets, dude. I'll never forget the first time I met Michael Irvin, man. My man walked through this room. You've never seen, like, the electricity coming off a human being like Michael Irvin. And, dude, he was a killer on the field.
Still
I've never
is.
Seen, yeah, right? But, I mean, I've never seen a receiver lead like the way this dude lead. And he just led. He imposed with his will, his physicality. Like, did you know very much about him as a player and the way he went about it?
Not necessarily. Obviously, because I wasn't around when, you know, he was at his
That's
best.
What I'm saying.
But definitely just learning, you know.
I bet he let you know, though.
Almost done. You can't miss it. It's Mike, man. He's going to let you know about his legacy and his greatness. But definitely just being a part of it and able to actually have a sit down and talk to him about, you know, the whole situation, his whole playing field, and how things were when he was around, and all of his experiences, and man, he never hesitated. It's never a dull moment at all.
Ever. CeeDee Lamb joining us really quickly. Dak Prescott, you know, he'd be the first to tell you, I got to take better care of the football next year. The interceptions were out of character. That's not okay. Mm-hmm. You live with this guy. You've been with him 3 years. It was out of character. What was he dealing with this year?
Honestly, I don't know what it was. I mean, isn't. Just playing football, obviously he had one of the worst seasons of his career. And we still stuck beside them, and we still ended up in the divisional round, which is crazy. So imagine if we kind of eliminate those and then able to, you know, play at a higher pace. This offense and his team go through him, and we know that. And it's going to continue to go through him, and we're going to continue to build and get better. And like you said, next season should be better.
CeeDee Lamb joining us. You're partnered up with Old Spice. What are the details, man? What are you doing with these folks?
Man, definitely. A lot of people will be with you, you know, to tell you that you got something in your hair, got something in your teeth. Well, for me, I have people around me that tell me if I smell bad, so I feel like everyone else should too. And Old Spice got this new deodorant swagger, man. You got to get right. 24/7, long-lasting smell. So when you sweat, bro, you never have to worry about, you know, being musty or kind of reeking around anybody, quite honestly. And you'll be surprised how common that is. So definitely got to check that out.
I appreciate that, man. You want a crew around you that will tell you not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear, man. People got to keep it real with you,
most
right?
Most deaf. You need the real. Only the real survive.
Only the real survive. Really quickly, dude, you know Philadelphia as well as anybody. You play them a couple times a year. Defensively, what do they do that makes it so tough on the opposition? What's it like to go against them defensively?
They pin their ears back with that D-line and let everything else work off of it. That D-line is pressure. That's just what it is. Everyone knows that. Every game that they've won, that defense has went through that D-line, and everything else, you know, builds off of it.
No doubt, especially on the back end, and they're good on the back end. Their corners can play now, but you're right. When you got five guys that are getting after the quarterback. The rotation, dude. When Ndamukong Suh just shows up all of a sudden.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of thing. CeeDee, appreciate you very much, dude. Great to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Good to have you. CeeDee Lamb. Occurring or appearing courtesy of Old Spice. Split that segment right down the middle. All right, when we come back, today is flying. Man, we are rolling downhill. That's a good thing. Hour number three, we are live on Radio Row. I am Jim Rome. Next hour, Alec Ingold, Ron Rivera, Michael Brockers, and you clone shit, hit me up, 1-800-636-8686.